house with an L?
A house and an L. When you're building a house and you have the two parts that come together, what do you call the place where they come together?
I don't know what to call it.
All right, what do you have on the outside of your house that carries the water away from the roof?
Downspout.
Have you ever called it anything else?
Well, the gutter?
Yes.
Well, that's still part of the gutter, the part that comes down the house, always called guttering.
Well, what is the difference to you then in the term you use, downspout and gutter?
Well, the downspout is the part that leaves the roof of the house and comes down the side of the house.
And it's all that is referred to
as guttering.
What would you call a little building that is used for storing wood? Your dad used to have a building maybe he stored wood in to keep it dry. What would you refer to that building?
A crib.
Called it a crib.
Well, but usually a crib is where you store grain and stuff like that. You just call it a woodshed.
Did he keep his tools there also?
Yes, out of the weather.
Well, did he call the same thing where he kept his tools a woodshed, or did he refer to something different?
Well, sometimes they call it a tool shed.
What do you call an outdoor toilet?
Well, do you just call it an outdoor toilet?
Well, have you ever heard any joking words that are referred to an outdoor toilet?
Yeah, I have.
Anything else?
Oh, let me see. Yeah, they used to call it a privy.
Did your family use an outhouse, or have you always had indoor plumbing?
No, when I was a small girl, we had an outdoor house. Didn't have any electric light.
Did you have a long walk, or was it close?
No, it wasn't too far. I guess maybe 50 yards from the house, something like that.
When was it that your family got indoor plumbing? Do you remember this?
About 1917, somewhere along there.
If you had troubles and were going to tell me about them, you might say, well, troubles too.
Well, everybody has troubles.
Well, how would you state or fill in the blank in my sentence? Well, troubles too.
Well, I have my troubles.
Right.
You have your troubles. We all have troubles.
Okay. If there was a sudden loud sound, I might say to you, did you that noise?
Did you hear that noise?
And you might say, yes, I
heard it.
I'm not afraid though, because I many times.
I've heard that, yes, I've heard it many times, so it doesn't frighten me.
If I ask you if you know a person, you might say, no, but
I've heard of him.
If a friend came back to town and another friend had been visiting with him, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say,
no, I haven't seen him yet.
Then you might be asked, has your brother seen him yet? And again you answer,
No, he hasn't seen him either.